Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Before we get back to the calls, 888-808-1019, I knew this was going to come up. I just didn't know when, and unfortunately it's come up right now, as Evan Roberts about 20 minutes ago brought this to social media. So did you hear about Jerry wearing a Porzingis jersey today?
I did.
Okay.
I saw some of the social, I saw the video
too. Okay, yeah. So no big deal. Jerry, I guess Fanatic sent them a Porzingis jersey. Jerry's a Nets fan anyway, so he felt the need to put on the Porzingis jersey. And as I heard about that, I was like, oh, I hope nobody brings up the fact that I once wore a Celtics jersey.
That you did?
That I did. Now, this was years ago. Four or five years ago?
Why'd you wear it?
Okay, let me ask
That's all that matters. Yeah.
I like the look of you.
Did you change allegiances?
Okay. All right, well, let me ask you, why do you think I would wear a Celtics jersey? Recent history.
Something with the Nets?
Okay, it's a good guess. It's a great guess. It's accurate. So Evan tweeted, who wore it better, picture of Jerry in a Celtics jersey, and then a picture of me in my Celtics jersey.
Oh, he pulled you into this?
Yeah.
Oh.
But the picture was originally
dirty.
From when the Nets were playing, the Nets with KD and Harden.
Yeah, of course.
When they were all talking that smack, like the Nets were the premier team in town, I went to my closet.
Keep going, boy. He pulled you into this, dude.
I went to my closet, and I pulled out my Celtics jersey. Now,
but why'd you have a Celtics jersey?
Okay, so that's a good question. So back in the early 90s, whatever, mid-90s, I collected jerseys. I have a bunch of old jerseys. And it was a Celtics, one of my favorite players of all time, Dominique.
When he went to Boston after he ruptured his Achilles.
Yes.
Yeah, Dominique was, yeah.
I loved Dominique with the Hawks. And then when he went to the Celtics, I thought that would be, because he was one of my favorite players.
Yep.
And, you know, not a true Celtic. And also, remember, you almost
ask for trouble without even asking for
it. But that was trolling, I admit.
I'd be mad at Evan. He's doing you dirty with that.
I was trolling. Well, he's getting me back because I was trolling his net specifically. I posted that smiling with my Dominique Celtics jersey after the Nets had been eliminated or whatever it was. But remember, too, BT, you're a little bit older than me, so maybe you hate the Celtics more.
I don't even hate them.
Yeah, okay.
I was always jealous of them.
I didn't really live through the Larry Bird Celtics being great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know about the history of it, but when I was in a basketball, it was Jordan and the Bulls. That was
the Bad Boys
team.
A little bit, I'm sure. Like, did you get the early stages or no?
Even that was more so than the Celtics. The Celtics were what the Knicks were the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. They were the doormat.
They
were garbage. The Celtics were garbage and trash when I was growing up. Like, the Boston radio said that's what they were then. Obviously, they've turned the corner since in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, they were garbage. So I had no issue. It wasn't like the hate for the Celtics.
That's just a bad picture to emerge, buddy.
The Heat, the Pacers, the Bulls, now the Sixers.
Rockets.
Yeah, the Rockets. You know, the Lakers. I never had a Lakers jersey.
Did you have, like, say, a Damon Stoudemire Toronto Raptors, dinosaur one?
No.
Did you have, like, what?
My buddy Vin had that one, but no,
okay.
I did not.
And what other jerseys did you have in
Grant
this
Hill
extensive
Pistons,
collection?
Grant Hill Pistons.
Okay.
Mitch Richmond.
Kings.
Kings.
Okay.
Sean Kemp.
A couple good ones there.
Sonics.
That's a good one.
I mean,
those are good ones.
Charles Barkley's Suns.
That's a good one. Won the MVP. Okay.
I had a million Knicks. Charlie Ward, Hubert, you name it. I mean, if they played on the Knicks, I had their jersey.
Yeah. No, I don't doubt that, but I'm just distressed by the fact that you have one Celtics jersey.
I had an Ed O'Bannon Nets jersey.
With the tie-dye?
The red and no. What do you mean tie-dye?
Like
the old red and blue regular?
Yeah, when they were still in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
This is not something I want to see today. I'm not going to lie to you.
But I just explained it to you.
I know you explained it, but...
I was trolling Nets fans.
Yeah, but just look at the visual. And you know what's tough about that? You look so happy in the picture.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was.
You look like you're in good shape. You got a little white hoodie under it.
You look pretty thin there.
Yeah, I'm not saying, but you look good. Like the picture of Jerry. Jerry's a Nets guy. So that means nothing. And didn't Gio wear
the leprechaun?
What was that for?
Yeah,
to jinx them? Something to jinx them?
It was the same thing. We were both in the same spot there. I mean, he took it to another level.
But I think you projected. I know he likes the Knicks, Gio, but I think you project your Knicks energy a lot more than Greg. Like, you came in to do a fill-in show before you and I started working, or you were filling in the afternoon. Yeah, I thought you were going to hit the layup line. You had white stockings on. You had
I'm a Knicks
socks,
fan.
Socks, Knick jersey, Knick white shorts. Or I think it was the blue, actually.
I love the Knicks. Yeah.
This picture's a bad spot, though. This changes a lot about not how I view you, But like how I'm the energy of the show just changed today. I honestly wish you didn't even tell me about this.
Come on.
And honestly, I think Evan did you really dirty. That's a dirty move by Evan. Now, if it's out there for public consumption, if you did it, it is what it is. But for him to strategically float this today, going into the weekend.
He knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing then, Evan. Hector is in Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Evan. As I scrape myself off the tarmac, as you guys bulldozed me yesterday, I will do that, BT. I will sell my soul and go wear Devils jersey and all kinds of stuff like our buddy does. You won't find pictures of me in a Braves jersey like you'll find
You also won't find a picture of you watching Game 2 of the playoffs.
Well, listen, I'm here to clear my name and make a proposition to you guys. I let you guys play with it yesterday. I gave you guys a great segment. To be fair, I was up at 3 a.m. in the morning, okay? And my mistake was I didn't prioritize the Knicks by taking an old man nap in the afternoon. Instead, I watched the darn Mets game, and then I tried to lay down and watch the Knicks. And yes, the game ended up watching me. But you guys murdered me. To say that I am not a diehard Knicks fan.
All right, now, Hector, hold on a second, buddy. Hold on.
Watching games, Sal. You know better than
this. This is different evidence here, though. We can only react to what you told us, and what you told us was you willingly did not watch the Knicks game. Now you telling us you fell asleep. Now I still would have bagged on you for being not being able to suck it up and make it through the game. But if you're up at 3, like you left that out, that's important stuff.
No.
But not enough to get off the hook. You can't watch game.
No. But wait. You put me in jail yesterday. You don't want me to watch the
correct
game. Here's the deal. You know, I am also a very diehard Mets fan. Equally both. I have tickets to tonight's game. I have tickets to tomorrow's game. Giveaways on both days, which means you have to be there early. If I stay home to watch the entirety of the Knicks game tomorrow and bypass the Mets giveaway and get there whenever I get there, would I be allowed to watch the game, or do I still have to not watch the game?
It's interesting. I could see that you're trying to reach some penance here. I do appreciate
that. For him, that's a big deal.
It is. What's the giveaway, by the way? Is it something good or something weak?
Good point.
I think it's an Edwin Diaz bobblehead.
Yeah, he stinks. What's next? A Mike Minter gnome Joe's gonna knock down somebody's door for Joe Peninga with those gnomes. That's quite the concession there, Hector. I'm gonna, because I like you. I do. I know Sal loves you. I like you. But only because you know him better. Like, I think he's the kind of guy that I would love. I think met him. He's a great guy. I love what he stands for. Good dude. You do that. If you truly do that, you're out of jail.
I like that.
Then you're good.
You know, I showed a little more mercy on him yesterday than you did.
He's trying to do the right thing. Yeah.
He did the wrong thing.
Dude, get in here. Evan, get in here. Come here.
God.
Dude. Now he's antagonizing you.
How long were you sitting on that one? Because you know.
I've been sitting on that since the day the Nets lost. I've been waiting.
What year was that? How many years ago?
What was it? 2022. We got swept. Right. Same thing with Gio's picture. I've got that waiting too. I'm just waiting for the right time.
So you fired mine first, and now you're going to wait for Gio's.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what I'm waiting for. I mean, it's pretty obvious what I'm waiting for. I have my own leprechaun outfit. And if, God forbid, the Celtics figure this thing out.
You look like a leprechaun. You don't need an outfit.
There. So you'll get a who wore it best between me and G. Hopefully. Maybe not. Who knows?
No, Ev, I got to tell you. All right. Well played.
I have one question.
Dirty, dude. Dirty.
I have one question. I cannot figure out this answer. So we have that segment posted and toasted.
Yeah.
BT, classy guy, has not deleted one tweet.
No.
And that's what makes him fun.
All right.
Gio hasn't deleted one tweet, what makes him fun.
Mm-hmm.
You have scrubbed your Twitter account.
Yes, yes.
Like he's a politician, dude.
But he doesn't scrub that, BT. He scrubs.
Like a politician, dumb.
Embarrassed at
you ruined the tenor of the show. You heard what Brandon said.
The tone's changed a little bit.
Mine.
The tone's changed. I'm sure in some of the listeners' mind too, buddy.
I hate to
I'm not going to retweet that.
Yeah.
If I retweet that, I mean,
I can't. Tell me I have a Dominique Wilkins Celtics jersey. I'm not allowed to have that. I bought it when I was 15 years old.
Do we know for a fact that it says Wilkins on the back?
I'll bring it in tomorrow.
But in the picture, you think people care about that? They just see green and white.
But it was
and a big smile.
There's also got to be context. I told you the explanation. Evan's tweet didn't have it. I explained
it. The day the Nets got swept, obviously, I was in a horrible state. I bided my time. I waited so patiently for the day that this would happen. Obviously, it hasn't happened yet because we're down 2-0.
Right.
Or they're down 2-0, but It was always there. It's been saved on my phone for 5 years.
That's dirty, dude. Yeah, right. And the great thing is you like this guy. Like,
oh, like Sal.
Hey, Sal, you know what I would do? Yeah. Here's what I would do. The little bit that he, hey, Sal, is the NL East. Yeah, yeah. Take that stick. Take the phone, stick it up your behind. What he did to you, I wouldn't aid the entertainment of their show.
But I don't think, see, we're missing the point here. Evan is still upset because he's a Nets fan.
Yes.
He is a jealous, miserable Nets fan.
Yes, but we already knew that. So he owns it.
In my mind, I've gotten twice. He thinks he's getting me with the Celtics jersey. I beat him then wearing the Celtics jersey and crushed him when his Nets got swept that they were going to win a championship with KD and Kyrie and Harden. And now we're ahead up 2-0 on the Celtics.
The worst part is, as soon as this series started, I reached out to Gio. I said, do you have your leprechaun outfit? He was kind enough to say, let me look. He could not find it. I bought it on Amazon. If I buy this Amazon leprechaun outfit and never get to wear it, could you guys sweep this team? That's going to piss me off too.
See?
What a waste of a leprechaun outfit.
And you're going to be rooting against the Knicks.
Of course he's rooting against the Knicks.
Oh, I say it on the air. Yeah. I don't stab you from behind. I stab you right in front.
Yeah,
now that one was a little side door.
We went to a Knicks game years ago. He punched me in the arm when Clifford Robinson hit a game winner.
Okay, and it probably felt like a gnat at the barbecue.
But still, a coworker hit me in the arm. I was excited.
Report it to HR. Get rid of him.
So I was excited wearing that Celtics jersey.
Would you say when Cliff Robinson hit the shot?
Oh, yeah.
Cliff. I love Cliff.
Uncle Cliff,
cool.
Little dipping at the buzzer.
Oh, yeah?
It was like 2 seconds to go, because then I think Steph took like a full court shot.
Oh, well, I have no issue with you posting that video.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I think it's fair game. That's
who wore it better, though, Jerry or you?
I mean, I like my Dominique better than the Porzingis jersey.
I actually like your picture because the smile on your face.
He looks so happy.
Which I respect the hatred. Like, listen, I'm the same way. The smile on your face will be the same smile I have if this series turns.
You started this with the Clifford Robinson. That was me punching back, and now you're trying to get back into it again.
Listen, here's how we would have a real issue if it was a Dino Raja jersey.
Because
then we would know that he really loves the Celtics.
That's right,
exactly.
That's right.
It's not that. All right, Evan. Evan TV coming up next, about an hour from now.
What a troublemaker, dude.
You want to take it? Okay, we're going to throw an update here. We'll come back, get back to your calls. Hey, he's stirring the pot again.
Man, I'll tell you. He is.
That's Marash and Evan right now getting in there. Mm. He hates the Knicks.
He's jealous.
Yes.
Of course he is.
But, like, hates. And he's right.
I think he hates you, just based on what he did to you.
He's going to hate me even more if the Knicks win this series.